This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana is one of five states in the nation that doesn't have a minimum wage law of its own. Instead, it sets the same rate as the federal government, $7.25 an hour. That rate hasn't changed since 2009. And while Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards has urged the Republican-controlled legislature to set and raise the minimum wage in Louisiana, all efforts have failed. Jamie Carson is with the Louisiana Budget Project, a nonprofit that studies budget policy in the state. Jamie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So if the federal government already has a minimum wage law, why does Louisiana need its own?
Well, that's a good question. Like you mentioned, the federal minimum wage law hasn't been increased since 2009. And since then, it's lost 13% of its purchasing power. I think that we can see the increase for it because 29 other states and 41 localities across the nation have increased their minimum wage. If you look at Louisiana, we have the highest number of workers working at or below the minimum wage in the nation. I think most people would agree that an hour of someone's work is worth more than $7.25. And what I'd like to point out is, if you look at the minimum wage increase, if it would have kept up with inflation since 1968, it would be close to $11 an hour. So I think it's fair to ask someone that if they support a wage that's below $11 an hour, if they think that an hour of someone's work today is worth less than it was 50 years ago.
For the past 3 years, the legislature has considered setting a minimum wage higher than $7.25 an hour, but it's never gotten enough support to pass. The legislation is expected to come up again next session. But what, if anything, makes next year different?
Well, I never like to predict what the legislature is going to do. All I can say is that if you look at the different ways for it to happen, I think one of the best ways that we can go about it is not relying on the legislature to raise the minimum wage themselves. I think a great way for it to happen would be for the legislature to repeal the state preemption laws, which forbid parishes and cities from setting their own minimum wage rate. A $10 or $12 minimum wage rate might be the right rate for New Orleans, but other rural areas of the state might want a slightly lower rate. So I think that would probably be a better way and a great alternative to increasing the wage.
Earlier this month, voters in Arkansas and Missouri approved raising the minimum wage in their states. Now, both states already had higher minimum wage than we do here in Louisiana, but could the fact that two neighboring Republican-controlled states voted to raise their minimum wage potentially impact the effort here in Louisiana?
Well, see, what we already know is that there's broad bipartisan public support for raising the minimum wage across the nation. There hasn't been a single loss for a ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage in the last 20 years. So when people get the chance to raise the minimum wage, they overwhelmingly, by large margins, vote yes every time in red states and blue states. Now, I think the difference between a state like Arkansas and Louisiana is there's different ways to go about getting a ballot measure to voters. In Arkansas, it requires just enough signatures, around 68,000. Now, in Louisiana, to get a ballot measure to the voters, it will require legislative action. It would require two-thirds of both the House and the Senate, which is why we think a great alternative would probably be repealing the preemptive laws.
Which would only require a simple majority rather than two-thirds of the legislature. Jamie Carson with the Louisiana Budget Project, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.